You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. It's the same number whether you call or you text, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. We have the news coming up in just a little bit, followed by West Coaster, Todd Alba. He was in California last week.
Just
he was
bi-coastal.
He was at the Badger game, which did not go well on Saturday.
Man, Wisconsin sports took a big old...
It was kind of a hit this weekend.
This weekend, wow. Yeah.
But Todd Alba will be back from noon to 2 p.m., Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4, and then Dom Salvia from 4 to 6 p.m., so keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 11:52. Calvin, that means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
This shouldn't be a thing. If you ever have a thing that should not be, you can email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. Greg, you found this one from the world of pets.
Yes, a French pet edition. Oh, uh-huh. For the rest of this, I will talk like Maurice Chevalier. So I don't know if you've heard this person. His name was Alain Delon. He was a French actor who died. And he said one of the things he would have really loved to have done was to have been buried with his pet dog, Lubo. He was an animal lover and loved that dog very much. Here's the kicker. Lubo's still alive.
Good.
Yeah. Alain wanted to put the dog down.
What?
Yeah. He thought it'd be best if when he died, the dog died too. So he said, hey, everybody, when I die, you know, it'd be great. You bury me my dog. And they're like, oh, do you have a tiny urn with his ashes? Like, nope, dog's still alive and back. You take care of it. I'll be dead. So this caused a kerfuffle.
I would hope so. What does he think? He's an Egyptian king or something?
I don't know. He's dead, so who knows what he thinks. He was also buried in the family home. I know this is a very American. I know it's probably pronounced Douche, but it looks like Douchey Paris. But it's south of Paris.
I think it's Douche.
Douche. He said in a 2018 interview that he loved this dog more than any of his pets, and he had 50 pets.
Wow.
50 dogs in his life. That's a lot of dogs, by the way.
That's a high dog turnover.
Yeah, we could do more investigation or do our research. But he said he wanted this dog to be buried with him, and really, like, the notion was that he wanted the dog then to be put down because also the dog would miss him too much as well. So it would just be the same thing.
That hurts my heart.
Well, here we go. This is why I brought it up. I didn't want to make you sad.
Right.
after his death, animal rights activists and concerned citizens raised the alarm about the dog's fate, along with the Brigitte Bardot Foundation, which is an animal rights group.
She was a huge animal rights supporter.
And apparently was a friend of this person and contacted the family and told them about it. And they said, don't worry. The dog is great. Lubo is fine. It will be fine. The dog will live and...
A long, happy life?
For as long as it needs to live, and that's great. So that was why I brought it up. I am not saying that the dog living should not be a thing. My point is that people who die saying, take my pet with me, even though they're still alive, shouldn't be a thing.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yes. The family said, we are totally against the idea that anyone euthanizing an animal for this reason, Delon or no Delon, organizations that work to protect animals want society to develop awareness that an animal is an individual, separate being. So the animal, Lubo, was protected and is, as far as I know, enjoying life in France.
Well, that's wonderful. I hope he's having homemade biscuits and all kinds of treats and
the finest of cheeses,
the finest of macarons, oh, and whatever else makes Lubo happy.
But no chocolate. It's bad for the dog.
Yeah, I'm glad that people stepped in and stepped up. I loved my dogs. I would never have assumed that they could never be happy beyond me.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
That would never even... You have to be such a narcissist to think my... Your dog will be... Okay.
Your dog will... Well, of course they're going to be upset or confused.
I've seen the heartbreaking videos.
Oh, yeah.
But you in no way, shape, or form think to yourself, well, it would just be better if...
And they'll, because they'll never be happy again.
Yeah, exactly. No, they'll be, they'll.
There's still things to sniff and do and chase and eat and all kinds of scritches to get. Oh. And so many scritches.
I miss my dog right now, Jane.
All right, good. This was not a thing because it should not be a thing.
Exactly.
Gavin, let's play that out clip, please.
This shouldn't be a thing.
And we're glad it wasn't a thing. Again, if you have a thing that should not be, email it to janesays@civicmedia.us. Anything else, if you have comments about the show, if you have guest suggestions, if there is a fundraiser going on in your community that you would like to get some attention, seriously, email it to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Any complaints, send them to Calvin's house. He lives, I think, in Ohio.
Yes, he's a he has a small homestead in Ohio. It's a very complicated address, but we'll make sure that, that we get that to you. All right, we have news coming up next. Stay close. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.